Alien footage discovered from the 1940s and no one can disprove it?
A violent war from Papua New Guinea that we found on YouTube?
And skinwalkers found in the Denver airport?
This podcast is brought to you by Sunday Cool.
What?
What are you laughing about?
Brought
I'm doing
empowered
stop
by.
It right
brought
now.
Brought to you and powered by.
Okay, relax. I can't do it now.
And this podcast?
High energy, you got it.
And this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this.
Or listen. Stop making fun of me right now. I'm leaving.
Oh, that's Winter Park, isn't it?
Yeah.
He lives on the lake.
Where?
Okay. College Park.
Dude, we got to get Park. Carrot Top lives this like, close?
Yeah, he has a mansion on the lake.
Why are we not reaching out to him?
Scary
that's crazy. Dude, he's so funny. He was insane on Kiltony.
He like scoots down Winter Park or Park Avenue all the time. You can just see him around places.
Gotta message him. He's a legend, a comedy legend. We gotta do it. Josh, get over your fears.
I don't know why.
You're just so scared of him like during the whole podcast.
Sweating profusely.
That would be so. He just reaches to grab a prop. No, he's got a gun! So great. Hey, we got a guest in the studio today, ladies and gentlemen. Lily, welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, we got another guy over there.
Hello.
Hey, introduce yourself. What is that? What is your name, sir?
Hello, sir and ma'am and other sirs. My name is Jake Hutchison, and I'm from Orlando, and I like these guys.
Hey, Jake Hutchison, baby. Listen, we've been fans of your stuff for a long time. I'm sure a lot of people recognize him.
Oh, yeah.
At least the voice.
The internet sensation of 2025.
Do your parents have deep voices?
My parents, I don't know. I've never thought about that. My parents didn't tell me I didn't have eyebrows. And then I discovered that when I went to middle school, though.
And good I thing people don't bring them. It up anymore, right? I see your comment that you posted on your story the other day.
It's
so mean.
I love posting the comments and just like looking at them and reading them. It makes me laugh so much.
You replying to the comments are almost just as good because I think you pick out you don't reply too much to haters, but it's very specific ones.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I love doing that. I'm glad that you see it because like I don't want to point it out too much, but I want people to kind of just notice it.
Yeah, that's good, man. Very subtle.
Dude, all right, so gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real. I got to try this.
Treats.
What is this again?
That's called a Panda Bono. It's like a Mexican bakery thing, and you get them at 7. I get them at 7-Eleven, and they're phenomenal.
Sounds like a Japanese lawyer office.
Mm,
Panda like Bono. Dude, this is delicious.
Here for you.
Dude, I'm telling you, that would work.
Bono? No, Panda Bono.
It's a government-assisted Japanese lawyer.
Hey, Jake, throw your mic like in your mouth.
Like that?
Yeah, exactly like that.
I have TMJ, so I can't fit my jaw all the way around it.
What is TMJ?
It's like a
I got it too.
Thing where you can't, your kind of jaw hurts.
Mine
sometimes.
Double joints and then clicks open. It's like painful.
Oh,
no.
Did you
fun.
Hear about the guy on, he had the clicking jaw. Like yeah. He had got punched and he had a clicking jaw. And for years he like went to different doctors like fix it because it would like seize up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the heck? And then one day he just asked ChatGPT. And it says, try this. And it was like some movement. And he heard a crack. And it was fixed.
You got to send that. I legit, like, probably like 2 or 3 times a year, my jaw locks. Playing basketball, someone reached for the ball behind me and punched the back of my jaw. And it, like, clicked out. And I went to close my mouth. And my lower jaw was completely. I started panicking. I started punching myself in the face. I punched it back in. But I was like, oh my God.
What's scary? Having your mouth stuck open or stuck closed?
Open.
I think closed is scarier.
Open for sure.
Well, then you can't drink.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah, but people could just put microphones in their mouth anytime they wanted to.
You could catch something if your mouth is open.
Go
ahead.
I just want to go back to Andrew's story real quick. Imagining accidentally like fouling somebody really hard in the head, and then you just look back and some like middle schooler is just punching himself in the face afterwards. Like he would have not known. I'm like, that would have been so scary.
Hey, I'm sorry,
buddy,
man.
Hey, buddy, it's all right.
And the yell does sound different.
Yeah. Oh, no! What's wrong, man?
My gosh. We should probably show the video of, we'll play it on the thing, but when Jake brought us to the Indian restaurant.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your adventure with the Indian food stuff real quick.
Resolution, okay. Right?
Yeah, it is one of my New Year's resolutions. I have about 5 of them. This is the one I've kept up to date with most. And the resolution is that I want to take 12 white people to the Indian buffet, about one a month on average. And my dad used to take me to Indian buffets when I was a kid, and I just always loved that. And I love the experience you get at different places. My best Indian buffet in the city, actually, which I don't tell anyone where it is because I can't risk it blowing up and changing. They like know me by name, and I know them, and they all fish. And I try to take them fishing, but we don't speak that well together. I don't speak enough Indian, but
that's awesome.
I don't know.
That's
cool.
Pretty cool.
I just love Indian food, and I like taking people there. It's fun.
That's so cool. What is your order?
Usually chicken tikka masala, but I do the buffet because you would think I would know everything about Indian food. I don't. I just can see it visually, and I'm like, I would like that. I don't know what the menu items are, really. So I just do chicken tikka masala and pakoda, onion pakoda.
Ooh,
I like those. I like saying that word, too.
I know. It's a very beautiful word.
Pakoda.
Pakoda.
Yeah.
I love Indian food. I think it's either Mexican or Indian food is my favorite.
I like Mexican, too.
That was my first time.
Out here. We have Shiva, but...
Really?
Indian food, a restaurant, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was delicious. It was awesome. It was
Speaking of Indian food, Jake, would you like a song?
Yes, please. Yeah. I would love that.
Lily, would you?
Yes.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Have you ever seen the show? Do you know how they do this and stuff? Okay. I cannot believe when they do it in front of a guest and I'm like, you guys are so brave.
I was petrified in front of Under Oath last week. I learned to play guitar like stealing from Tim.
Aww.
So, yeah.
I had like a panic attack right before doing the Under Oath song.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
But it worked out. It was perfect. It was a perfect song.
Hey, you did great, pal.
It was good for me.
You know what's hilarious?
It was good for you.
Jake,
it was.
If you take your headphones off, you can only hear them singing. You can't hear the music with it. And so I always think about the people at Pies by the Door. That are like just listening to you guys like literally a cappella the song.
No one's ever commented on it.
That makes it worse.
And we know they hear it.
Oh yeah.
I might do one headphone off just to hear what they experience.
Please don't.
This is gonna be a weird one with headphones off.
Okay, I'll keep them on.
All right, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Nothing happens.
1, 2.
Drinking clean water, it's good for ya. Walking down the street, it's good for ya. Sunlight on your skin, it's good for ya. Take your vitamins, it's good for ya. Expanding your horizons, it's good for ya. Meeting strangers, it's good for ya. Dipping in cold plunges, that's good for ya. Reading new books, that's good for ya.
Many things are in my life when you do. Singing about a girl and I go to a zoo. Tell a silly joke, ha ha ha. Why would I do it? Cause it's good for ya.
Leptin surveil you, it's good for ya. Drinking Kool-Aid, it's good for ya. Trust the government, it's good for ya. Marry a robot, it's good for ya.
So many things are good for me. Looking all around and it's all I see. What shall I do? I think and wonder. Here's some more things to sit and ponder.
All your data, it's good for you. The CIA, it's good for you. Regime change, it's good for you. World War III,
it's good for you.
World War III is great. I really hope it happens because it is good for you.
Wow, very good.
That was unreal. That was one of the best things I've ever been a part of. Thank you so much.
That's crazy. A high praise, dude. That's high praise.
High praise.
That's crazy. I'm going to listen to that every morning when I wake up, especially mornings when I don't feel good.
That's an original, so we'll put it on Spotify for you.
Oh, my gosh. That was really good. Thank you guys so much. Of course. I'm honored and blessed. And I love the part where you said, regime changes. That was awesome. That was
regime change.
I like that, dude.
Yeah. It's all fun. We have fun, right?
It's topical.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Having a good time, but unfortunately, we have to get serious for a sec. Jake, you know, you've seen the podcast. You know our format a little bit, but before we can have fun, goof off, talk about the weird things, we have to get serious and talk about things that could be hard.
You're telling me, dude.
Yeah. They could be hard, but this is the journey we're on. We're here with friends, new friends, lovers.
Watch it.
Can you say that? Yeah, she's. Sure. I love her. So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Do you love fish?
Is Jake going first? Because I know my answer. Just
well, typically we do ladies first, but since we have a guest, we'll say. Jake, do you love fish, Jake?
No.
Okay.
Interesting. I mean, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, what yes. would you? What would you say, Lil?
I would say yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah, you say yes,
Andrew.
No.
I mean, I would say yeah. I mean, for sure, like.
Yeah.
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 I mean, like, I love
Lil.
Yeah.
You said yes.
I say yes.
Jake says no. Jake, no. What are you doing? What do you mean no? Fish are beautiful creatures.
I love them.
Yeah.
And they're gorgeous. You learn a lot from them. It's fun to fish.
I'm kind of surprised you guys asked me that. We haven't met yet, but we've hung out before for like 2 hours. And you know I'm all about positivity. And you're talking about fish, the multinational corporation, Foreign Institute for Spreading Hate. Fish? You love fish?
No, I agree.
What?
I agree with...
That's what I meant.
I apologize.
But Lily...
Guys!
On the other hand...
Lily...
I can't believe you would say that, Lily.
Lily agrees with the Foreign Initiative for Spreading Hate. She not agrees with it. She loves it?
She loves it. Support? Oh, my goodness.
You guys are bullies.
What are
Jake.
You... This is crazy.
Listen! You told me we were gonna get him.
What
do you mean get him?
We're gonna get him on the podcast.
We never try to get anyone, Lil.
You guys are so mean.
Well, apparently, Lil just all she wants to do is spread hate. Am I right, Jake?
Yeah, that's what it seems like so far. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Golly, I'm sorry for her.
It's a weird.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
In this climate,
oh, Lil, with everything
gosh.
That's happening
in this political climate,
I thought it was my turn.
No, I don't know what you mean. Well, you put yourself there, unfortunately. Well, I guess you guys heard it here first. Sorry, Jake. Sorry, viewers. Apparently, Lily loves a Foreign Initiative for Spreading Hate. I mean, yeah. Welcome to the show.
I don't want to eat anymore.
Panda bono.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts! Pop ninjas are
bad! Just kidding.
That
bad.
Is so mean, Josh.
That was worth it, though, wasn't it?
Yo,
great job, Jake.
That was
great acting.
That
was perfect.
Really
that was fun.
I thought, as soon as you were like about to, I'm like, oh no, they bamboozled me again.
I was spaced out trying to fix levels and get passed to me, and I was like,
I know,
oh, wait,
eardrums.
I was like, was yeah,
that's the problem with this thing, is it doesn't hold a middle.
Yeah.
This is so tasty.
I know.
I haven't tried mine yet.
Do it.
I have forgotten how much I love coconut.
I haven't tried mine.
Is that an ad read?
No. I am holding it perfectly.
I got a pastry like it's a dip in. Does Andy chew tobacco?
No, he just keeps food in his upper lip.
Was that Kodiak?
Wintergreen, right?
Wintergreen?
Nope. It's a
brownie.
Panda Bono.
It's a cosmic brownie up there.
Oh. So how are we, everyone?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
I like the song because we need to probably explain it. That's kind of your catchphrase right now.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them. One of many, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you. Jump in the water. It's good for you.
Do you remember the first time you said it?
No, but that's a... something I probably should know.
Find the first one, and then you start clipping all of them.
I'll find the first one. And I do know, though, like, I don't say these things on purpose. I just say things, and they come out of my mouth, and I'm like, ooh, I like that. And then I go with it. I don't plan it usually. Like, a lot of the stuff that's happened, I just say it and go with it, and it works.
Yeah,
and
a lot of, it does.
A lot of it is people also hearing it, and you may be like, that's maybe just a part of your vernacular you're used to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people pick it out, and you're like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. That too. And yeah, they comment on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should keep going with this. Also, I have to tell you guys something.
Okay.
I'm like a scaredy cat. One time, just so you know, for like the rest of this conversation,
yeah,
when Pokemon Go came out, we went out to this local park in Altamont around dark, and we met this like CIA NASA guy, and he said he was going to send black trucks to our house. And then I watched like a dark web video that night, and I went home from our sleepover and slept with my mom for like 3 nights. So that's the kind of guy you're dealing with on this podcast.
Wait, you met a CIA guy or something? Or would you...
Allegedly. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He like opened up his trunk and showed us nothing. He's like, I can send 5 black trucks to your house right now.
Oh my gosh.
He had us.
That guy's on a list, man, for sure.
You met a crazy person in a park, is what you met.
Probably.
Scared you straight, though.
He did. Yeah. He did. It was really scary.
I'm never going to do anything wrong ever again.
Yeah, they do talk about scary stuff.
We've talked about the Pokemon Go conspiracy already on here, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that? They're using all of that data. They were using it to, like, map areas.
Really?
So it was basically, like, Google cars, but people with their phones, like, taking pictures of everything.
Oh.
So they have a better 3D map.
That's what I always thought TikTok was, that if they can track your location, then they could, like, track what floor you're on and where you are and just use everyone to make, like, a 3D map, too. But that's even better because you're using your phone. So that makes more sense. Your conspiracy theory is
better. It's completely capable of probably collecting all of those types of data, like, data we're not even thinking of. So it's like, that's just different sellers right there.
Yeah.
That's genius. We should start doing that, man. Can we just start stealing people's data? It seems like a really good business.
Let me turn my phone off first.
Well, speaking of data, let's get into data. Crazy story.
Okay.
This is crazy story.
Data.
Data.
Have you guys ever heard of Skinny Bob?
Yes.
Have you?
I don't know why, but I have heard that name.
Skinny Bob. I don't think I have.
No, I don't know.
It's insane. I just came across it yesterday, and it's been out for a while.
Is it scary? It sounds scary.
It's a little spooky, but...
Did you see Skinny Bob last night?
So, Skinny Bob was this random video posted by this channel, Ivan0135 on YouTube.
Okay.
And this video was posted 11 years ago. No description. He posted a total of 4 videos. But in this video, it is supposedly a collection of videos from, it says, from 1942 to 1969 of interviewing an alien.
Dang.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
I've heard about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell you about it because I don't remember, but I'm, yes, familiar.
But it's very mysterious. The crazy thing about this Ivan0135 dude never monetized the videos.
Yep.
Never came out and said who it was. Just did 4 videos 11 years ago and then just dropped off the face of the map, world, whatever it is.
How many views do these videos have?
Like over 500,000.
Wow.
Dang.
And I'm going to show you the video. Oh. But at the beginning, it says filtrate for declassification and how do you say that?
Dissemination.
Good job.
Dissemination. through the internet and media. 7 videotapes with material recorded between 1942 and 1969. Material containing UFO incidents, recovery, and study of extraterrestrial life forms. Due to the importance of these documents, maintain the autonomy of the sources. The video contains a sample edited fragments of videotape 05, tape duration 180 minutes, total recorded duration 1 minute 26 seconds. So I'm going to send you the video now. And I want to preface, you're going to see it and you're going to be like, this already seems fake.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind. But I have something for that.
You guys, you have to be gentle with Jake.
Do you need the
audio?
He's already scared.
Okay. The audio.
No. My mom's home. I can go stay with her.
All right, I just texted it to you guys.
Okay.
I'll tell you when to click it. Oh, wait, it's still sending.
What if there's an ad?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, I screen recorded it.
Oh.
All right, ready? 3.
Nope.
Everyone got it?
I got it.
Oh, I'm still on airplane mode.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, I've seen this video.
So it's panning over this character right now.
Like, I don't know about this, you guys.
Like, blinked.
Okay.
It's very creative.
It's got to be like an animation.
Well, here's the thing. So you look at that and you think, that does kind of look like it would be CGI or something, right?
Yeah.
It's been tested by studios.
Mm-hmm.
And it has not been discredited yet.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow. Yeah.
They said the way that it was filmed, because it was filmed on like one of those old cameras.
Yeah.
They said it was completely accurate with an old camera, and the movements are accurate. They said even the technology in 2011 with creating a CGI like this would have been nearly impossible unless you worked for a big budget Hollywood film industry or something.
Yeah.
But to this day, no one's been able to discredit it.
The look of them are so scary.
Yeah.
That's like the ones you... This is like one of the drawings from the Zimbabwe school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's look at the similar, that gap even like, in the jaw.
Yeah, that's what like makes it the weirdest thing about it. I think that's what makes the video so creepy to me.
Is the thing alive? Is he willingly let it video him, or is
it like captured?
Dead?
Well, so there's the theories are that that it was a real government film. And that it was, dude, I went down a rabbit hole with this thing.
I saw it in our YouTube history and then started watching probably all the same stuff you did.
Well, one of the things is that some believe that it's connected to the Majestic 12 group. I'm like, okay, well, what's the Majestic 12 group? That's basically what we would call the, like the Men in Black now.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a group of like CIA, like different,
division of that CIA
the government,
that just focuses on that.
Yeah, but it was like an old video. Some believe that it was actually from the KGB too.
Where's the original video? Is that
that's like the only place that it's located at? Is on this YouTube. No one's taking credit for it either.
Yeah, you think someone would, but maybe that was the whole thing. It's like I can't put my name on this, but I can put it out.
Yeah,
I don't. That's interesting. Do you believe in aliens, Jake?
I don't know. I've never seen one, but I've seen some weird stuff. So that could be alien-esque.
Never a UFO or anything?
Potentially. I saw something. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were playing basketball one night late at like a local park in our town, and the sky just like explodes. Something in the sky explodes and lights up the whole sky and the whole world like baby blue. The light was like baby blue and you could see everything. It was a dark night, but when this thing exploded, you could see all the houses on the streets, everything. And then it shot off and exploded again. And lit up the whole sky brighter, and then just like nothing happened after that. And we never saw anything online about it, anything in the news. We thought about going up and asking neighbors with a Ring camera facing that way if they caught anything, but we
when
didn't
was
get
this?
That far. It was probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
Golly.
That
stuff will mess with you.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, does it give any more information on, like, what was it called? The 12th? The what?
So the Majestic 12, I looked into that a little bit more. So the Majestic 12 is a top secret U.S. government committee formed in 1947 by President Harry Truman to investigate and manage everything related to extraterrestrial contact, especially after the Roswell incident. It was comprised of 12 members, top military, brass, scientists, intelligence officers. And the way that they found out about this Majestic 12 group, supposedly, was in 1984, a roll of 35 millimeter film was mysteriously mailed to a UFO researcher, Jamie Shindira. When developed, it revealed top secret documents allegedly briefing President Eisenhower, details about the formation of MJ-12, mentions of alien bodies recovered, crashed saucers, and cover-up operations.
Spooky.
Ooh. 12 members.
Yeah.
They're keeping it small.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, intentionally, probably. But, golly, that's just... I mean, I feel like that's a movie, first of all.
Yeah.
Just about those 12 guys. But that's... I want it, yeah. That, we got to do a deep dive on the beginning of CIA as well. Like, because that's just, like... How does that not... I don't know. Was that public knowledge at that time? The group?
It was hidden? The only way it was found out was in 1984, because a film was sent to a UFOologist.
That's scary, man.
The fact that they made the name Majestic 2 is so funny. Like,
Majestic.
The 12 is a weird part to me. It's like biblical.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Have a crew of 12. But I saw that one of the theories, which I think is the most likely if it's not real, is that it was somebody who was like in film school and they were like experimenting with like different methods. And so I started thinking, like, what would I do if I were going to fake this? But before I get into it, like, they've said, like, people far more experienced than me have, like, already tried to disprove this. All I can think is, like, I wonder if it would work. Like, if you were playing a video on a screen and then film that screen with the camera that they said used, I wonder if that would be, like, a workaround to, like...
I think they would probably think of that. Or, like, the people trying to disprove it.
If this thing's being studied...
My
right?
Other thing is, like, the way it was, like, moving and stuff, you'd think it kind of looks fake. But also, imagine seeing something that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it register in your head as, like, oh, well, this has to be fake because you're observing for, like, little movements of, like, oh, that's probably CGI then.
Yeah, you're looking at something, you're hoping, well, your mind is, like, what's going to make sense, what's relatable to our human being experience and, like, how humans move. But it's, like... What if it's completely different by other creatures?
That's one of the arguments for it, is they were like, if this was just a kid like trying to get through an art school and like pass a project, he would have to have like an advanced knowledge of like the way that the muscles in the neck and the face move, because it's all like anatomically, like it's dead on how balancing a head would work.
And to not take credit for it is insane.
Yeah. You want to hear some of the supposed members of this Majestic 12?
Please.
Yes, please.
Will we know them?
One of them is Vannevar Bush.
And he's a
name sounds familiar.
Which I think's his grandfather.
Ayo.
guy named Roscoe, who's a first CIA director.
Okay.
General Nathan Twining, Air Force. Dr. Donald Menzel, astronomer, possible NSA liaison. And then it says several high-level military and scientific personnel tied to the Manhattan Project.
Ooh.
Wait, remind me, what's the Manhattan Project?
The bomb.
What bomb?
Oppenheimer.
Oh.
The bomb.
That's the important bomb.
Killian.
That's all I
remember. Oh, yes. Which of course, how could I forget?
Stop it.
Which would be why they showed up.
Yeah.
I know.
Dude,
yeah, wow.
This is super crazy. We got to keep looking into this. What other things did they cover, you know, and take care of? That's what... Maybe that would be another...
I didn't look too far. I just was looking at a connection.
Yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, well, yeah. I wonder what they did on, you know, if they were involved in any other projects.
I mean, it goes with Jesse Michaels, American Alchemy. You know Jesse Michaels, American Alchemy? He's the best.
He was just on Rogan. He's great.
Yeah, but, I mean, he said we've been doing this UFO research and recovery missions and stuff like that since Roswell or even before that. And it's like, that's so weird.
Yeah, that's a lot of time and money and energy being spent on something that's not real.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. True. Yeah. They haven't, like, completely confirmed.
You know what, like, kind of stinks? One of the reasons why this whole World War III stinks is because it's going to, like, completely push out any alien news. We're
yeah.
not hear anything no. about the aliens anymore. Low priority.
Or it's going to usher in the aliens.
Ooh.
Because if it's going to be nuclear... They're like, no, do it.
Dude, that, honestly, that, I haven't thought about that part about it. Like, that's just been, that was such a big boom after.
Well, think about it, just in the context of, like, we've talked about before, if World War III does lead to, like, ushering in the Antichrist or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if the Antichrist is someone that is from not Earth?
Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be convincing. That'd be the one way to get everyone on board, is if something came down, another creature, and like obviously had enough power to wipe out our planet but chose not to.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be crazy. But that would be, I mean, that would be a doable thing. I would hope Bruce Willis would come back and save us.
I'm predicting it.
Okay.
I call it.
I call it dibs.
Dibs.
Dude.
Yeah. Crazy.
I know, man. I've never seen Independence Day, but I feel like I need to watch it.
Bro, dude, no. You've got to watch it.
I can't. I know that's kind of crazy.
No.
What?
I haven't seen anything.
Want to have a sleepover?
Sure.
Come on. Have you?
No.
Are you guys kidding me?
I know.
You guys are the... Can we just establish that you guys are the minority here?
No, we're the majority of Americans.
Dude, I know.
A lot of people are going to be mad.
It was on VHS.
Yeah. I've heard it's awesome.
Dude, it's amazing.
I've heard it's great. I just haven't watched it because Jeff Goldblum's in it, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Will Smith is like the main guy.
Yeah. He slaps.
What's VHS?
What's a VHS?
I'm kidding.
Stop it.
Speaking of Will Smith, you guys hear his new song? We can't play it, obviously, but
is it bad?
It's you play
it
live. So
I saw it sped up, and it was a little bit better.
Was it?
Yeah.
He's like, head, shoulder, knees, and then he says another word.
A derogatory word term for certain people.
For women. And then he goes, girls, I love pretty girls. And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
No, you're 50, man. Relax.
Dude is
I love pretty girls.
Ninjas is like shaping culture.
Yeah.
He's following our lead.
Just making up a song on the spot.
Record this.
He used to have a song. I can't remember the name of it, though, but my mom loved it, and it was not good. My mom was
What was his famous song?
I think she burned a CD with it on there.
I remember, there was one I remember.
Well, speaking of bad songs, Andy just showed me one of Kanye's new songs.
Holy shoot.
Have you heard it?
Like new, like today or?
Like this month.
Like we can't say the title of the song on.
It's Hail.
From Bullish.
Mustache.
German dude.
I heard a little bit of the new album and it was wild.
Dude, he's like, what are you doing?
What are you going to accomplish, sir?
Oh, no.
Crazy. And that makes sense because he was getting like that he dropped this new album because remember that he rented that like building downtown in California.
Yeah.
And just had like posters of like crazy requirements and stuff. Like basically like you're going to be doing this, that. Like I need people that are committed, singers, whatever. And people would just be complaining because the noise would be all night long. You just hear chanting and screaming and rapping. Like it was just all night. He was just running this huge clinic in there. It's crazy.
It's so weird.
I don't even know because the thing is I know he's smarter than we think he is, but I just don't know how crazy he is compared to how crazy we think he is.
So what you're telling me is I have just like probably missed the window on selling my Yeezy collection.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or it's gonna go for more now.
Or to a very specific group of
Indians. Yeah.
I'll pay the highest dollar. Okay, relax, bud. I don't feel good about this money.
Oh, I love your shoes. Yeezys?
Yes, please. I'll take two.
Yeah. Alien stuff. I got more alien stuff, but I'll save it for a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I want to talk about Jake's Jump Per Day series.
Hit me.
Break down the JPD.
Go ahead. Do that
first. No. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. I was okay. No, it's important that we set it up.
Okay, so jumps per day, abbreviated JPD, is jumps in the water, and it's a sort of scientific scale and chart thing that scientists came up with a long time ago, where it's how many times you jump in the water per week. So if you jump in one day out of seven, I'm not good at fractions anymore, but whatever one divided by seven would be, point whatever, that's your JPD. If you jump in 7 days in a row, seven of 7 days, you're at a 1.0 JPD. And scientists found that it's very healthy to be in water. Mm. It calms you. You just relax and you get out of your own head. And I just found out about the chart scale rating and capitalized on it and brought it to the people of Instagram and TikTok.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
I love
it. That's so cool.
So what's your current?
Current JPD is, current, what is today? Thursday. I'm at a 0.25, unfortunately. But I'm going to Lake Tahoe next week, and it's going to be like a over 1.0. I jump in the water 3 times a day there. So,
heck yeah.
It's so going to be unreal.
Does it reset after?
It's like sessions per day. So if you go jump in Wakaiva Springs, and then you go home, then you go jump in your pool, that's 2 points for you for that day. So if it's Monday and that happens, you're at a 2.0 JPD to start the week, and that's a great way to start a week.
It sounds like it. I'm low.
Lake Tahoe, what are you doing at Lake Tahoe?
Just living life.
Yeah. <That's awesome.
laughs> Are you going by yourself or are you going with the family?
That was crazy. I'll explain.
That was great.
My aunt has a place there, and it's like just the best place on earth. The water is so clear.
Oh, man.
It's such fresh air. You're at a high altitude, and all you want to do is just live life and breathe and smile, and it's amazing. I never want to leave.
That's so rad.
What are some your favorite jumps?
That's what my question was going to be.
Yeah, like top 3 jumps.
Okay, there's a place called Angora Falls, and it's a hike to get there. You have to drive probably 30 minutes. You drive over this huge ridge that's like scary to drive over, and you definitely die if you made like a little bit of a wrong turn. And then you hike up like 2 miles, and then you swim across this lake that's like 200 yards, climb up a big mountain, and jump off this huge cliff. And it's the biggest jump I've ever done, and I was frightened.
How many feet?
15.
I mean, that's pretty high. That's the rock we did was like.
I'm not
10.
Laughing at.
Yeah.
Just the way you said 15.
I know. I'm a scared. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm scared of heights. That's what I was trying to say.
Hey, that's good.
But
that's
that was good though. For me.
Yeah.
That's that, where is that in the world?
Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
And,
that's
oh, sorry. That's in Lake Tahoe. Angora Falls is in like it's like right outside of Lake Tahoe. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
That should count for more than one jump.
Where is Lake Tahoe? Colorado?
No, it's
California?
Nevada.
Yeah.
California area. Yeah.
Second California. Deepest lake in the world. Wait, wow. Country.
Yeah.
You know, put your goggles on and look at the bottom.
You can't. You just see like sparklies, blue sparklies.
They
it's
don't
beautiful.
Know what's on the bottom of Lake Tahoe. They've never been able to explore it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. There's like one dude recently who like built like a submarine that's like attached to these long cables. And supposedly he's going to be the first one to try to explore it.
No way.
But no one's been able to look at the bottom.
There's going
to
be dinosaurs.
That's crazy.
There has,
we talk about the ocean, but we haven't even discovered all the lakes in our own country.
We're talking about going to Mars.
We just had one of the biggest rockets in the world explode in Texas for SpaceX, and yet we can't get to the bottom of Lake Tahoe.
I don't know. That's probably a good
a
comparison.
Good,
no. Quit going up. Quit spending money. Go up. Go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I bet you there's some creepy stuff down there, though.
Dude.
For sure. It's probably a crater lake, right?
So yeah, probably.
Probably insane stuff down there. It could be a dinosaur right there. Like
yeah.
You said.
Do you ever go to Pond Springs?
Where?
Where the Pancake House.
Oh, yeah. De Leon Springs?
Yes.
I love that place.
And you, yeah, it is De Leon, isn't it? But you put your goggles on and you look down at the bottom and you're like, I am an ant in this ginormous
I don't
world.
Think there's anything scarier than being in water and having no ability to see what's in front of you.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Don't like that.
It's the worst. We went spearfishing back home and like the tide turned and then I couldn't see in front of me and a dolphin cruised by. But it... I mean,
oh yeah,
like closer than me to you, and then a full dolphin just passed.
I would tell you, my heart would stop.
Yeah, I was out the water. I was like, that's actually means I'm safer, but it was enough to like end the session. It terrified me.
It would be cool to be next to a dolphin, but to not know that you were next to a dolphin would be scary.
See, you think
recently I've been really afraid of dolphins.
That's for anything,
really?
No, they're
that's literally for anything.
Dude, we were on a. I missed it.
Well, no, it's just like making fun like of she's like she's yeah she's like. It, say what you said.
No, none of you. I'm not saying it. So
basically, like, it'd be nice to be next to a dolphin, but you don't want to realize you're next to a dolphin because it'll be or else it'd be scary. And it'd be like, but you know, yeah, like, if there was a guy right next to you, but he didn't know the guy was right next to you.
Literally
that'd be
anything
scary.
By you.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's just a box of
to
cereal.
Think you're completely by yourself and then anything popping up. Terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway. No, those dolphins, I don't trust them.
They're
no.
too smart.
Yeah.
Dude, we were at the Destin Jetty, and our boat just got surrounded. It was, I mean, like perfectly clear water. I had a GoPro. I was like, this is sick. I'm going to jump in. Didn't put on goggles or anything, and I just jumped in because I'm like, this is going to be a sick clip. And then I realized I'm in a pod of 20 dolphins and can't see below the surface. And like the panic that set in.
Oh, yeah.
I like didn't want the guys on the boat. I was like, I'm coming back. Like, don't judge me.
Okay, what's your second favorite jump?
My second favorite jump is... Yesterday, I went oyster farming on an oyster farm and jumped off the boat and just was in the water all day. I count that as a big JPD, and that was sick. And there was dolphins all around us the whole time, actually.
You're grabbing oysters and stuff?
It's like an oyster farm, so he produces them and grows them, and you grab them out of the things and then shuck them and crack them.
That's so cool.
That's where I got
Smyrna, right? New Smyrna Beach?
It was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I love working with my hands and being in the water, and that's like... I feel like that was like the last like old school trade, not trade, but there's been no modern advancements. I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say, but there's nothing modern about it. Mm-hmm. You go out and you plant these oysters and you turn them over and you scrape the barnacles off and then you put them in your boat and sell them. It's like very rudimentary and awesome.
Yeah. Shark bite oysters, right?
Yeah, shark bite oysters in New Smyrna. It's so cool, bro. You never think that just an oyster farm right here by Turtle Mound.
That's so cool.
It's awesome.
And they're freaking good.
Like incredible.
1921 was saying they get their oysters from them sometimes.
Oh, really? No way, right on. And they have like the best oysters, 1921.
Yeah. They go back and forth between a place on the Gulf Coast and then they supplement with shark bite. But that's who Taylor got his from. And then
when I
got a ton of them, that's where I got them from too.
That's what we had for Mother's Day.
Oh, sick. They were delicious.
Yeah.
Jake, are you a East Coast or a West Coast? Of Florida.
Of Florida.
Fellow.
East Coast. I've talked so much smack about the West Coast all my life, never going there. But then now I've been going lately, and I love it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty unreal, but I love East Coast. I'm from the East Coast.
Are you really?
Well, no. Just grew up going to like Volano and St. Augustine and New Smyrna.
Okay, hold on. Yes.
What?
It's like my favorite place in the entire world. Really? Well, you know something, though? If we were really talking about it, it's starting to turn into like a dirty pirate town.
Which place?
St. Augustine. I went to Flagler College for a little bit.
We almost got shot in St. Augustine recently.
It's like a dirty pirate
town. With a cannonball.
It's making me so sad because it was like the best place in the world. It was like so cool, so fun hanging out there. Volano, I love. That's where I would go to the beach all the time in college. And we still go to Crescent. We're going there like in 2 weeks or something. But it's like getting gross. It's turning into like Gasparilla.
So touristy. It's disgusting. I don't like when anywhere where there's like a million people around who don't care and they're not from there.
Yeah, it's gross.
Serious.
But yeah, I did. I like the Atlantic. But, and I used to talk so much trash about the Gulf because I just thought it was gross. And, you know, they get like red tide, which is like so gross.
Yeah.
But,
just like
you know,
being just
really
a bully
like
to the East.
I know.
West Coast.
But,
bunch of losers.
I'm really enjoying it now. Okay, what's your number one jump?
My number
he
one.
Said that already.
That was,
oh, it's number three jump.
Number three jump? Let me think. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not good at remembering things. Probably like Tahoe, like going out in the middle of the lake and jumping in. It's just so, it's kind of scary. I don't like deep water, and I don't like water I can't see, kind of like you. So it's a little bit frightening for me. But
what's the coldest water you've been in?
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
It's like a mountain. It drips off. It comes off the mountains, the snow, and it's freezing, but it's amazing.
You guys remember Montana? How scary that was a little bit. Just how getting on that lake. We went there in, what was it? It was in July, but still, it was just glacier.
Yeah.
Glacier water cold. And just dark and cold.
Yeah, it's like there was going to be a Yeti or like a sea monster coming out to get us. It was like so spooky. Okay, I have to hear this story because the boys were telling me, you know, I had mad FOMO about your guys' little lunch date.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to invite you.
And it happens all the time. And they told me that you... I know you can't tell us where it is, but it's a private spring that somebody has that hits into the aquifer. Oh my gosh. Did that not scare you?
It did not scare. I don't know. I didn't know that's what it was when I was there.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to see. There's like algae covering the top, but it's crystal clear under that. But I wasn't aware of that. It would have freaked me out.
You jumped into algae?
I didn't jump in. I didn't get down there. It's hard to get. It's like 100 yards. Straight vertical down them. Not vertical. You can get down there, but it's a task.
Ooh. And people die in there?
People have died in there. Two people have died in there. One guy diving to explore it. The other guy trying to recover his body.
They both died?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Do you know if they're recovered or they just...
I don't know that. That's a good question because if they just go down 600 feet, that'd be tough.
Way scarier.
Or they were starving mermaids.
Probably that.
I would not want to be the third guy. There's not a chance. It was like, so the guy before me, he also went in and said, cool.
Perfect. That's scary.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I didn't know any of that, but then I started repairing fishing rods for a guy. He was like a high-level water guy for the state, and that sounds boring, but it's actually insanely interesting. He knows like everything about anything with water and all the spots and where they are. He told me all about it and some crazy stuff about water and lakes around here.
Wow. I bet like your series is going to get you access to some really cool spots. I have a cousin that has a private spring on his property, and
really?
But like, I mean, it's like by invitation. Like, we're always like, hey, can we?
We're never really invited.
We're never really invited, and it's like the coolest place on planet Earth.
It's really cool.
Is it in Florida?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like not far from here.
Probably like 30 minutes from here. Away,
yeah.
He's gonna get an invite before you.
I know he probably will. And so this, I would be leveraging like, hey, I have this series, and I would go every because I bet you're just gonna see the cool stuff, and I bet there's a million circumstances like that where it's like, I can't even imagine swimming in the aquifer. What the heck? And if you pee in there, you're peeing in someone's drinking water.
I know.
Hey. Yum. Yum. That's perfect. Have you
like
ever jumped in Lake Apopka?
No, dude. I've never been. I heard it's coming back though. The fishing.
Yeah. Josh has a strong history with that lake.
What is it?
So you need to make that part of JPD.
Maybe not.
isn't it pretty like toxic chemically?
Yeah.
It was at least. And that's why I got...
It's because of my grandpa.
Dang.
And other dudes.
What'd he do?
He had a farm.
If you've ever taken an environmental studies class, you've probably heard of it.
Yeah, probably like...
I haven't.
1950s, 1960s. He had a farm around Lake Apopka. And there's no standard for like dumping out chemicals, mm-hmm. like the, how it could just ruin the earth.
Yeah.
And so they would literally just dump it and run straight into Lake Apopka and became one of the most toxic lakes in Florida or something.
Dang.
Maybe in the world.
What was your farming?
Corn.
Wow.
Carrots, I think. Potatoes. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a wild.
Yeah. My dad actually told me a story a couple of weeks ago. Because we were talking about, like, root fires. You mm-hmm. know, like, root fires?
What's that?
So there's this dude in Louisiana. He had a stump. And he's like, oh, I'm just going to burn the stump down. So he lit it on fire. And he came out the next day and it, like, wasn't on fire. But it was still, like, smoking.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he looked and there's a hole underneath the stump. And the roots underneath the tree caught on fire. And that fire lasted for over 6 months. Like, his whole yard, the ground what? Was hot. And they said that's like a like super dangerous thing to happen. But that happened at my grandpa's farm where it was after the crop season. So it was just all the dead corn stalks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like super, or it was the bottom of a lake bed. I think that's what he said. That like dried up. And so it was all like the composite or yeah. What do you call it? Like just the organic
yeah.
material.
Yeah.
And it caught on fire. In a little part, but they put it out, and then it was like a week or so went by, and it was like it had to have been like 50-100 acres away. Some dude's house caught on fire and burnt down. They discovered that this whole parcel of 100 acres
it just spread
like,
underground
was yeah. just fire underneath the soil.
How
so
is
it was
that
just
possible?
Spreading out.
Isn't that crazy that like yeah. we have such a hard time starting a fire camping because it doesn't have enough oxygen or something?
Yeah.
But it could be underground just thriving.
Yeah.
The
that's
dirt.
Crazy.
How's
I
mean, that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get it.
How's that? How does it get oxygen? Is there
that's
oxygen in the dirt
out.
Or is there like oxygen coming from the ground and somehow
I have no, I couldn't tell you, but I just know what happens.
That's really cool. I want to see a video of that or see it or try one.
I'll maybe. Have to find that video of the root fire. Because it's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like it looks like hell. Like
oh,
you look in a hole,
crazy.
It's just like fire.
Just veins
like,
of fire.
Yeah.
Gosh, man.
Scary.
That's
yeah.
wild.
Speaking of hell, though, do you know that? We got that! Don't go anywhere!
I had no idea that they were dinosaurs.
Rated T for teen. Each year, thousands of adults lose their shred. It's an epidemic simply known as shred loss. But it doesn't have to be this way. Because rekindling your shred is as easy as playing the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. With new parks, cross-platform multiplayer, and sick new game modes, we can put an end to shred loss everywhere. Get the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 and show the world that the shred's not dead. Pre-order Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 and play the Foundry demo.
Hey guys. It's back to school season. People are going back to church. They're ramping up their fall campaigns for maybe their business or their corporation. And you need shirts. Let's be honest with yourself. You need stickers to promote your business, to promote your brand. So what are you doing? What are you waiting on?
What are you waiting on?
Go to SundayCool.com.
SundayCool.com.
We print your shirts and we print your stickers and we do everything you can to promote your business. We do it here in Central Florida.
We do it here. We do it here.
So I'm begging you.
He's begging you.
Please, I'm not doing a bit for the podcast. I'm just. I want you to be here with us and with me, and I want you to choose me.
Choose Andy.
Choose Sunday Cool.
Choose Sunday Cool. Oh, yeah.
I love you.
He loves you. He misses you.
Oh.
And he loves you and he misses you. Oh. Sunday Cool. Sunday Cool.
Ooh. Sunday Cool.
Emotional.
That was so loud, Josh.
Sorry.
So here's a gong.
I want to do Robin Hood stuff. I want to steal from like bad rich people and give it to really good people who just don't have richness.
Do it.
You need to go because you're trying to like, you're just sitting in a space where people like marketing and stuff like that. You just get, find a company that's really corrupt and just say, listen, I love what y'all do. And then let them pay you, get the contract so it works out, and then just drop all the tea on them. Or just like give it away for free. Just break their heart somehow.
I like that. Yeah. But
stick it to the man somehow.
It needs to be more than that. I need to like remember in Now You See Me, that movie where they had that billionaire thinking they were on his team, and then he screwed everyone over in New Orleans and Katrina, and they're like, oh, wait, your bank account is now in everybody in the crowd's bank account. Yeah. That's some stuff I want to do.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
More like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Speaking of Now You See Me, did you hear about that dude from Florida who for 10 or 20 years, he faked being a flight attendant and flew like over like 200 fake flights.
No,
real flight.
For
real flights for free.
Oh, wait. I thought attendant or a pilot?
Flight attendant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying pilot. Like he faked being a pilot.
No.
Isn't that a movie?
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah.
What did I say?
No, you're right.
Oh, okay,
I just misheard.
You're, right. You're good.
Flubber?
Yes. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Bebo.
That's so funny.
But he was finally caught.
That's great. I mean, that's amazing. I like that. How do you do that?
He found their code numbers or whatever.
Yeah.
He probably was like taking pictures of them or something.
Uh-huh.
And he print out his own badge, bought the uniforms, and just did it with different air companies.
That's cool. I mean, we get so scared about going on planes and like stuff. I'm like, how do you pull that off?
Yeah.
That's great. 200 flights.
Yeah.
It's wild. I just had something. Oh, the Karen Reed trial.
What's up? What's going on?
Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember anything going on, but I know they want.
I can't wait. Give a little preface
or like explain what happened.
That's the thing. I'll do a deep dive on it and pitch the whole thing because it's going to be great. It'll be a HBO documentary one day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, long story short, basically this wife's husband, Karen, her husband was found out in the cold after going to a friend's party. And she was accused of running him over and leaving him out there to die. And that was in 2023. They just had the verdict yesterday. But there's been so many types of corruption and lies within their own police department. Because the people in the house, I'm pretty sure they were police officers. And one guy was a trained MMA fighter. The guy had dog bites on him. They had Rottweilers inside. But Karen left before any of that happened. She left her husband at this party. I don't know if there was a fight or something. Once again, I'm going to dive into it. But she was just found not guilty on all charges except for the DUI, which is people are saying this is the most expensive DUI case in American history.
That's crazy.
Okay, but, so like they're insinuating that his friends killed him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge cover-up. I mean, like one of the ladies inside the house at 2 o'clock in the morning searched on Google how long to die in cold. So the theory is there's some type of drunken fight or something happened inside the house. And they had to do something, so they went out, laid the body outside.
Why wouldn't that just be immediate proof?
Dude, I don't know, man. It's like Casey Anthony. She was looking up like the ingredients to chloroform, but they didn't check that certain web browser.
She was? So
it's in her search history. And it's like,
you know,
what are we doing?
It took them so long to find that because they were looking under like typical search engines like Google and stuff like that, but she had used Firefox.
Oh.
And they never checked her Firefox.
Ask Jeeves.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy, man.
Firefox.
But yeah, so Karen Reed's completely not guilty, and I can't imagine what's going to happen now to the police department. What's going to happen? It's going to be crazy.
Ugh.
This was a huge trial.
And
I can't imagine
like
losing your husband and immediately for the next 2.5 years.
Like being accused.
Being accused and being in court, spending millions of dollars, being ridiculed. I mean, that's crazy.
Where did it happen? Like a small town?
Minnesota, yeah. There was I can't remember what the city in it, though. I will do a deep dive because they did a... They unfortunately dropped that documentary in the middle of the case.
Well, it's insane that that's happening. We have to have some regulations. This is crazy. That reminds me of that show that came out not too long ago. We were talking about it. We talked about it on the show, but it was like there was like a kidnapping, and they're like convinced that the boyfriend did it. And then he's like, no, I think that maybe she's faking it or something like that. But then the whole time I was actually kidnapped. And
yeah.
It was like an American Nightmare or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, so it's like they were telling the truth the whole time, but everybody just like looks to... You know,
even the viewer, as a viewer, I was just like, there's no way.
I know. I know.
There's no way this isn't a lie. It was so wild, man.
Speaking of lies.
Question corner, question corner, question corner. Clearly, when the questions are fresh on our mind.
What did you think I was going to do?
I have no. I thought you were transitioning into a story. No. I forgot about the question.
That was not good. Okay. Would you rather be perpetually terrorized by a fly all the time, in your sleep, all the time, or always have a couple really itchy bug bites?
Ooh. Mm. Both are terrible.
And there's nothing you could do about the itch.
Creams. You might take a bath. First,
I'll go bites.
Momentary relief.
I hate bugs where they're not needed.
See, I think you'll eventually like lose that though. You know what I mean?
She
like,
said perpetually terror.
Or it might drive you insane.
Those are very specific words.
So I have to be in terror.
I mean, that's what it says.
Perpetually terrorized. I assume that
it never leaves you.
It never leaves you. Yeah. Maybe you can grow accustomed. It depends on how strong your psyche is.
Well, I mean, think about torture method.
But think about like people who live in like places where mosquitoes just perpetually exist.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's normal and it doesn't bother you.
But they're able to smush them.
Yeah, that's right. That's true though. You do see like those videos of like
people, you're under
like,
blankets,
the Amazon, and there's just like bugs like on their face, and they're just like this.
I know, the Brody Moss guy, he'll be covered like in mosquitoes on the beach.
You're just like
just talking. He's like, your mouth's fully open. I'm like, dude, close your mouth, bro.
Yeah.
And it's a fly. It's not a mosquito. So you're not getting bit.
I'm taking the fly.
If it was a mosquito, that'd be way worse.
Yeah.
Does it ever land on you, though, or just fly around you like a halo? Like,
I bet it can land on you. And my fear would be that it would go in my ear.
Mm. That's the thing, because you have so many, you have so many spots where it's going to annoy you. Like when they get close to your eye, nose, ear, everything.
So you're just constantly.
Yeah, constantly. You just, no.
Yeah,
under your
bites.
Blanket and find you.
Yeah,
how many bug bites?
Like a couple.
Where?
Oh. You can pick.
Dang!
Why did I pick this area?
Yeah, bug bites.
I kind of always have mosquito bites, so I'm probably picking the mosquito bite.
Me too.
I've had psoriasis for a long time, so I think I can handle some bug bites.
Eggs.
It's uncurable. Don't make fun of me.
Sorry.
That was my question.
Good. What was yours? What did you answer?
Bug bites, right?
I don't remember. I think bug bites, yes.
Okay.
Bug bites.
Left me hanging.
Bug bites. Dude, I saw this video on YouTube the other day. I don't know how it came across my for you to watch.
Yeah.
But it just said Papua New Guinea War, 1960s. I'm like, what? Dude, I clicked it and it was literally just dudes in loincloths in Papua New Guinea in the 60s having a tribal war with spears and bow and arrows.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what am I watching?
There's a video of it?
Yeah. I'm like, I guess I didn't compute that they were like tribesmen with tribal wars in the 60s.
That's so crazy.
They're not that far removed from like.
Yeah. Just in different civilizations.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be brutal to watch, dude.
Dude, it was gnarly. The one dude got shot with an arrow in his chest, and so they had to like...
There's actual footage of this?
Yeah.
Who filmed it?
It was a documentary guy from England.
That's crazy.
Just some hippie in the field. Just whoa.
But the cameraman was like...
Dude, I want to watch that. That's crazy. Also, that's right up your alley. I don't understand why you're confused.
Yeah,
on that algorithm push.
I didn't think that would be on YouTube though.
Yeah, that's true.
But this one dude that was shot in the shoulder, they said luckily it wasn't a barbed arrow, but a piece of it broke off, and they said the local doctor, who's the best at fixing this stuff, had to perform an operation or whatever, and all it was him putting his mouth on the where it got bit.
Yeah,
and he pulled out the arrow,
bro,
and you're just like, oh my gosh! And
what
they said
man.
So they had to carry him back. But when they carried him back to the village, they said they have to camouflage him. So they put him on like this like rack or what do you call it?
Stretcher.
And they put like bushes over him. And they said they do that because if you're injured on your way back, the ghosts and spirits will attack you. Like, this is the craziest thing.
So scary.
1960s.
That's nuts. It's too recent.
My dad was born in 65, so it's like these dudes are shooting arrows at each other, and my dad's like a baby.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Nuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. Just even like how, like, what was it, the last beheading that happened, like, in France? Like, wasn't that long ago?
The guillotine was still in use when Nintendo came out. Nintendo 64, I think.
It's like, that's
it's
crazy.
A wild comparison.
I saw that the other day. It was,
hey, honey, pause your game. We're going to go watch the beheading. You know, like, that's crazy.
Nuts.
It's so wild. I mean, we're just not that far off, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those kind of videos, though.
bang.
It's yeah, the ones that just completely shock you.
You're like, I don't think I've ever come across anything like this in my life.
It's so crazy what like is allowed on the internet though too. You remember that Dave Chappelle skit that he did where he's like, remember when ISIS was putting everything on YouTube and he's like, Obama, we're this is a message to you. Cut somebody's head off, and Dave Chappelle goes, dislike.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It's also like nuts that like videos like that, Kanye West song is yeah, on like YouTube at all, but then so yet we like mentioned some stuff on here and we're like,
if you say 9/11, it's like, oh, demonetized.
It's crazy.
That is kind of wild.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's like the standard is so weird.
Speaking of, oh, go ahead.
You speak first of speaking of.
Well, it was just 9/11.
Yo, what's up with that?
Well, I saw that Tucker Carlson interviewed Alex Jones not too long ago. And Tucker asked him, he's like, how did you know or predict? I don't know if you knew this. Alex Jones basically, do you know who Alex Jones is?
Mm-hmm.
He like predicted 9/11 like to the T. He said it'll be the World Trade Center and they'll blame it on Osama bin Laden.
Months beforehand.
Yeah. Months beforehand. He's like, how did you know that? And he's like, well, he's like, it wasn't very hard to figure out. He's like, there's a spinoff show of The X-Files, and one of the episodes was literally that scenario.
Oh, my gosh.
And he says, and they didn't say Osama bin Laden, but they said a terrorist of this terrorist group in the Middle East. And he said, and they've been talking about Osama bin Laden for a while, so I just put two and two together. Like, it's going to be the World Trade Center. It's going to be Osama bin Laden.
Interesting. Just throwing a dart.
It was, what, Al-Qaeda or something, too, had been talking about specifically the World Trade Center. They had something against the World Trade Center.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I was wishing you would say I'm a wizard.
Pretty fascinating interview.
Hey, and he's looking good now, too.
He is. He stopped drinking. He's eating healthy. He's working out.
Good on you, Alex. He was, you know, you're
really
watching.
He was really calm, which was surprising because I think he's just lifestyle change.
Yeah.
But like he accidentally interrupted Tucker once and he's like, I'm so sorry. Can you actually go back and what you said? I'm like, this doesn't sound like Alex Jones.
I know everyone's freaking out, like all that Tucker Carlson going with Ted Cruz on TikTok that's going viral. And everyone's like, I can't believe, wait a minute, am I a fan of Tucker Carlson? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so funny how just like, when you get out of certain environments, I know Tucker was he Fox News or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Alex on whatever his platform was. It's just strange, man.
Tucker called Fox News propaganda machine the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
He
would know.
He's seen that for a while.
Yeah.
He's a fisherman.
He is.
You seen that video of someone coming up to him while he's fishing?
Yeah.
So funny.
I like that.
You could definitely tell he was on guard at first. Like, Tucker definitely thought the guy was going to come at him and like be crazy, but it was such a wholesome interaction.
I like that. Like so when fun. I see like somebody like that doing a personable thing or something that you and I do, it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Do your best Tucker Carlson fishing impersonation.
I'm sitting here outside the waters and I'm wondering to myself, do I use a fly, a crankbait, or possibly a spinner? Who knows?
That was really good.
He talks in like that. Like that's old Tucker though.
Yeah.
I can't do new Tucker.
Dude, but I was listening to it in the gym,
mm-hmm.
and one of his ads came on. And it was about his Alp patches, his like nicotine patches, and he's like, "There's like nothing said. It was just audio. Like, so I wasn't watching the video. He said, now's a good time to open the Alp patch, and you just hear. He goes, And that was the end of that. I'm like, that was so hard to listen to. I'm going like this.
But now you're talking about it on the podcast.
I was about to say, it worked. It worked. It stuck with you. I'll never forget it.
You're just going to wake up in the middle of the night just, it's time for an outpatch.
Outpatch.
Not sponsored.
Hey, do you got a reel?
I sent them. They're already there. I got two.
Can do a little beat or something.
Yeah, here we go.
It's not playing in my headphones.
All right.
Make one.
Andrew just got a reel.
Gonna show us right now.
Right now?
Right now.
That was great, you
that
guys.
Was terrible on my part.
On my part. That was great.
Okay, let's watch this.
All right, start out with the boat. This is the end of a friendship for me. If someone, and if there's language in it, I'll bleep it. But if I'm with a homie and they decide to do this, literally friendship over.
Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my god.
It's a water spout. The dude's like, how close?
No,
Dude, I would do the same thing though.
I would have gone straight through. Yeah, there's no chance, bro.
Yeah, that looks sick.
What happens to you? It won't lift you up, will it?
It can't. I've watched a water spout, or I haven't watched. I've watched a clip of water spout. My hometown take the roof off a hotel.
Really? Oh my god!
Yeah,
I bet if you're going real fast, it would take you up.
But, I don't want to find
going
out.
Slow, I would 100%. I'd be like, you have to
put a life jacket on and just go. Man.
Hope for the best, baby.
Whoa.
Dude, just look up. You're 40 feet above me.
Hey, Andy!
Just Charlie the Chocolate Factory. Just like, ah!
So this next one's for you. I know you're a fish guy.
Okay.
I'd never want to see a cuttlefish in the wild. This is the scariest looking alien thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
What the?
It
looks like an African mask.
Dude, it does.
Literally.
The music.
That does not look very cuddly at all.
Yeah, no. I don't.
Oh my god.
Now it looks like a diva with those eyelashes.
Give me
that. Is that
fish.
Not terrifying? That looks like a face, like
that's
a floating
insane.
Head.
Dude, it does.
That's crazy, like intimidation stuff right there.
Yeah.
Like how moths have that. Oh man, that's crazy.
I've never caught one of those.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Just put your foot in your water, dude.
I've eaten my share, but I don't want to catch one.
You've eaten one of those?
Yeah.
Really?
Cuttlefish.
Is that normal?
In Hawaii, it is.
Oh, cool.
Didn't we have some on the dried?
Yep.
Yeah, we had some. Yeah. It was not great, I don't think. As far as I remember, I didn't like it.
It's the best. No, you hated it. You loved it because it reminded you of something from Korea.
Yeah, South Korea.
South Korea.
Did you live there or just go there?
I lived there for like, what was it, like 3 months or something?
Really? He was an English teacher.
That's awesome. My friend did that too.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be a teacher, but
It was against his will. Literally, in
a little bit. I was told I was going to be a camp counselor, and they're like, can you teach grammar? I'm like, no.
I'm very good, thank you.
I'm really uneducated in this.
You just get pushed in front of 60 kids.
Literally just had the kid, because then I had a whole classroom, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, yeah, he's actually not a good teacher. And so they're like, take this one kid, just tutor him. He speaks zero English. Mm-hmm. Just teach him English. I'm like, all right.
And then he'll teach everyone else.
And then, so I would put on Bill Nye the Science Guy for him. I'm like, this is English and science.
They just walk in, you're playing Dora the Explorer. They're like, this isn't even close, man. This is the wrong place.
Spanish before English.
English, not Spanish.
That kid hated me, though.
Why?
I wonder why. I was trying to be cool, just though. His life was pretty miserable, too.
Yeah.
So, like, they were just so strict with education. A lot of Asian culture is, I would say, but during the summers he would be in South Korea. Parents sent him to school to me.
Yeah.
And then during the school year he's actually sent to China to learn to go to school in China.
So he's just away.
Yeah.
Constantly.
So just constant learning. And so you just got this dumb American white kid being like, you want to watch Bill Nye?
Slowing down your
education. I'd be stoked, though.
Dude, like, you know what? This kid is literally like trying to tell his parents, the guy's an idiot. It's not helpful.
Like, no, he's American. But he can teach you.
But then now they're all at family dinner. He's looking at his phone. He's like, that's him. That's the guy.
Yeah.
As you're stumbling through your words.
Yeah,
he doesn't. Like, this guy doesn't even know English.
I can't pronounce anything to save my life.
Nothing's changed.
I told you, grammar's not my thing.
Why your English no good?
Yeah. I was just gonna say, there's also the other time in South Korea where they're like, the people that own the school, they're like, this company that's above us in the building, they own a scuba company, and if you teach them English, they'll give you a scuba license.
Cool.
I'm like, okay, dope. I'm like, can you like use it like out of South Korea? Because like we're not going to the ocean anytime soon. Like, no, just for South Korea. I'm like, okay, well then I probably won't do it.
That's a great thing on your resume though.
Yeah. Like a South Korean scuba license.
Yeah. I mean, just in case. It's a great opener.
Can you send me the name of that location? I'm going to South Korea.
Are you really?
November for
Are
a
you
wedding.
Really?
Yeah. If you got any recs besides that.
Dude, he should help me find Jiho.
Please.
You're on a mission.
Who's Jiho?
He was my buddy from high school. He lives in South Korea now, but there's no way to get a hold of him.
That would be so fun. I just go there and do a whole series finding Jiho.
Dude, please.
Every right. day.
Let's do it. We'll set it up.
I would love that.
How long
you could probably
you
get
there?
His brother, right? Find an address or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Either 1 or 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
In Seoul?
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so he's
with
Seoul.
with friends in their whole wedding.
That's awesome.
It's
going
to be cool. We're going to Korea and then Japan, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Do you do a lot of international travel?
I don't even have a passport yet.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would like to.
You going to do any bass fishing in Japan?
I didn't think about that, but that would be cool. Dude, I want to go to their tackle shops.
They're maybe obsessed with it.
Biwa or Biwa? Which one?
I don't know what they are. I just watch all the like glide bait stuff they do.
It's a lot of stuff in America now is like coming from Japan.
Yeah.
It's getting so JDM. It's awesome.
The Senko.
They don't catch many fish, though. They catch like one fish per trip. I like catching like 35
fish.
They're
throwing like 24-inch glide baits.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I would love to.
Fishing segment of the show.
Fishing.
Welcome to the fishing segment.
Fish.
Yeah. Fishermen or butterflies.
Yeah.
Nice.
What was your question?
No, that was really it. That's what I was going to ask earlier. Was do you do a lot of international travel? What's your hot take on all the development in Florida?
Let's go.
It just changed yesterday, actually. On the oyster farm, the vice mayor of New Smyrna came out, and a professor from Stetson and DeLand came out, who's running for some sort of like ecological government thing in her territory. And just hearing them talk about like the inside of development and stuff, I was a little bit more, I'm not for development, I'm against development because it's like ruined places that I live, but it makes sense, like smart development. I heard about, there's a new place going in New Smyrna that's like 1,000 units that nobody wanted, but 4 out of the 5 board officials or whatever government people said yes to it. And it would have been okay, but the company that's developing it has a history of like it being fine for a while, and then just mass flooding starts happening in that neighborhood. And I'm like, dude, that's horrible. So that makes me think that maybe there is good developers and good development. That's okay. But I hate cookie cutter homes and terrible development and things that make my neighborhood flood now that never used to flood. But
yeah,
you seen all the stuff with the 3 million acres?
Yeah.
With the public land being sold off.
My aunt sends me stuff about it every day, but I haven't looked at it yet. Only in spite of her being annoying me, but I should look at it. Sorry, Aunt Lily. I love you.
They're sending bombs down. I don't care.
I should look at it, though. Tell me about it, please, because I do want to know about it.
So I watched a 10-minute video. There's a hunting channel I follow, and I wish I remember what it is, but I'll maybe tag them and post. But they were talking about it, and I guess they put into the beautiful bill, I believe, they put this permission to sell off, I think it's over 3 million acres of public land. But the reason they're doing it, they're saying that they're going to give back to the state. They're going to do affordable housing, like solve housing crises with this. But then if you look further into it, I know that only 5% goes, according to this one video, only 5% goes back to the state. I forget the small percentage that goes to housing. But then it's like north of 80% goes to the treasury. And so this entire thing, this entire sale, basically what they're doing is they're taking an asset that is appreciating and they're cashing out now. It doesn't put a dent into the national economy
just like quick cash.
It makes zero sense. So somebody, because it doesn't make quick cash for the state, 5% of it, it's not going to do enough to solve problems. It's not enough to solve housing issues. Somebody's getting a fat chunk of this.
Oh, my gosh.
And it already got... Forgive my ignorance of American politics, but it already got denied at one level of government, and then it was gone. But then I believe a senator pulled it back into the bill, like through a back door, and tried to like put language in that would allow this previous thing to be now made legal. So the only way to stop it, I believe, is to contact your senators and just make noise about it. But okay. I hate
just
it.
Scream.
I hate
the phone.
That too. Why would it go to the treasury?
Yeah.
Why the isn't that a private company and not like a government? That's what I've heard.
Federal Reserve.
Okay,
is not
thing.
Government.
Okay.
But yeah, the treasury,
which is a crazy story.
But basically, they need to quit spending. It's like if someone has a credit card, they've already maxed out the credit card, and then they're gonna like they want to sell something else of yours, and they're like just to pay off 5% of the credit card. It's like no. Like
you
never get that back.
About some fast food restaurants starting to do to where you can do payment plans.
What?
Dude, what?
I hate that.
You can put a Big Mac on layaway?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was funny.
It's so messed up.
What does that mean?
That can't be a full.
Real.
Yeah, it's restaurants. They're starting to do payment plans. I think one of them was like, don't know, but it was like Outback Steakhouse, something like that.
Wow.
So you can like say, like, I'm going to pay. Like, you know, almost like the Affirm.
Affirm,
or,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Where it's like 0% interest for the first year, and then it's 20%+ interest.
Oh, so you literally just get on your phone, mobile order on McDonald's or something.
And you have payment plans on it.
Can literally have an option just to break up.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's not like a person spinning an angle because of like if checkout just accepted all methods of payment, like Apple Pay and all that.
I'm just saying what I said, that you can do payment plans on different restaurants now.
It's like that whole you will own nothing and be happy.
Yeah.
But it's like
not even your food in your stomach.
That's I just ate. Crazy.
Talk about, we want it back. You just decline the payments. Like, we want it back.
Getting your assets repossessed. Like, what'd you run up a card on?
Repossess this.
There are DoorDash orders that I'd be like, this would be nice that if I would have not pay this all in one chunk. It's
Dude,
crazy
DoorDash
how much
is nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you order from like even McDonald's, they're like a hash brown's like $6. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's wild.
But I really want a hash brown. So buy it.
$6 worth now.
I got an ad for one of the companies like that that lets you pay later, or maybe it was like your paycheck sooner. And I started to think about how many ads I get for companies like that nowadays and how much I don't like that. It's like promoting you not doing good things and working hard for your money. Like,
yeah,
you're. It's prideful to work really hard with your hands or your brain and make money and then use that to save it or spend it. And there's so many companies nowadays like forcing it down our throats. No, it's okay. Just pay it later with a little bit of interest. You don't have the money? We'll buy it for you. That's horrible.
I know.
That doesn't,
doesn't
teach anything good.
And
doesn't.
Yeah, it's,
you can't learn that way to save and have your own stuff and make your own money. It's gross.
I agree.
If I and there, banks have those options now where you can like break up a payment that you've made in the past like month or so, you could break that up into four payments. And I'm like, if I had that when I was like in college, I would have literally never been able to have it because it just would have been, you know, you're supposed to struggle. Like if you need to at that certain point, that's good for you. Mm-hmm. Right. Like that's literally something we had to go through and we learned a lot from it. And so but if I have ever had the option to go back and like. I mean, you're just putting yourself in a hole constantly. I'm like, it's so dangerous.
Yeah, except for you did finance your dog.
That was, unbeknownst to us. Unbeknownst.
Dogs are good
for
you, though.
I was very naive.
That's the craziest.
It's the dumbest
story. It was
story
a good learning
ever.
Lesson for you, though. Yeah.
What was the total?
If I wouldn't have realized what it was and how the percentage, it was 120% interest. Scammers, dude. Scammers. And it would have been $10,000 for a dog. If we wouldn't have realized it at that time. So crazy.
So it was so like crazy. $4,000 or $5,000 or how much was it?
Oh, I can't remember how much we spent altogether, but it was just an absurd. I remember like it was like the, like when, cause they're like, oh, first 90 days, don't worry about it. Like, well, you know, you sign this stuff now, we email all the stuff and it's just you check a box, electronic signature. And we're like, sure. Well, why not? And didn't realize how long it would be or whatever. And so it was our first payment was $240 a month. And I said, wait a second. I'm paying $240 a month for a dog.
That's ridiculous.
And now at that point, you're already emotionally attached to it. So we just had to get, like, we literally were so dumb. Like, I mean, me specifically, as just like if, when it came to any type of contracts or anything. And so when I went to the bank in Texas, it was a small town bank, and they sat down and they looked at it and they explained it all to me. And I literally was just dumbfounded
of
like how screwed over I got. It was terrible.
Have you ever done the math on how much dogs actually cost though?
No.
With Lilo, we bought a corgi, $1,000, which is really cheap for a purebred corgi. Anyways, so $1,000, and we just hit a year that we've owned this dog. And so I added up the like vet appointments that it's cost, the food we get, like the flea medicine and stuff. I was like, oh my gosh, this dog is costing me like over $200 a month. For this first year.
Jeez, oh Pete.
But like, I mean, think about it. Like,
yeah,
I know you just bought like a year's worth of flea meds. And,
yeah, dude.
Do we cannot Lil's be bothered like, to take our dogs to the vet though? That's why we're like trying to get everything in one go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's they're so expensive, dude.
And it's a nightmare. Yeah.
So Jake, do you have any conspiracy theories you want to talk about?
Yes, but I thought of something during the Papua New Guinea war part
cool.
that you talked about. Are there any American wars or battles that I don't know about and the mass public would not know about because they weren't in textbooks?
Ooh. Let me think.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, we've had to have talked about some.
Mormons would say that there was.
The who?
The Mormons.
Oh, yeah. No, did you watch that show American Primeval on Netflix?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
I'm talking about like the Book of Mormon. They had these whole battles in the Book of Mormon that were in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When?
I mean, like BC era.
Oh, okay.
They're not real.
They're not real.
They're to them, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
My whole thing with that is they've never found any archaeological proof of these battles that are in the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
But we'll move on.
Okay. So
do they believe that Jesus came to America?
Yeah.
When it was just Native American too?
Mm-hmm. Do what?
When he came to America when it was just Native Americans? No whites.
Oh, yeah, like back in the when it was just
We do have a lot of Mormon time, right? listeners.
Yeah. No, I'm interested.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I dated one.
Really?
Watch your mouth.
Hey, we should get her back on the pod.
Everybody relax.
We should have some type of expert in Mormon religion on here at one time. That'd be a fun conversation.
Well, there is the one story that's not technically in textbooks that we've talked about was the, what was the tribe? Was it the Paiute? The Paiute that they battled these giants in Nevada or Arizona? Nevada. Yeah, it was Lovelock Cave.
Okay.
And I think it was the Paiutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm looking at
that. Because I told the story of Moon Eye People, and then you can literally track the history. There's like a bunch of battles as they move north and to Lovelock.
But this story was basically the tribe, they're terrorized by these giants. They said they're like 7 to 10 feet tall, even taller than that, that had red hair. They would capture the Paiute people, bring them back, eat them. And so it was like this constant battle.
Wow.
Then the Paiute people finally went to this huge battle against these giants, drove them into this cave that's called Lovelock Cave today, locked them in there, put stuff in front of it, lit it on fire, and killed the rest of the giants. And the remains weren't found until the early 1900s of these giant skeleton bones and all this stuff.
They found remains?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
Took them? The Smithsonian.
The CIA. Is it publicly available in the Smithsonian? Or
no,
they're dirty dogs.
Archives.
Really?
So they deny it. This is why it's like not in textbooks and stuff.
Okay.
But have you heard the Abe Lincoln quote, like affirming the existence of giants? And, you know, like they talk about like Native American mounds and stuff and like how they contain stuff. This is an Abe Lincoln quote. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or to detract. Wow. Nope. Not the quote.
I was going to say.
I was like, I'm waiting for it to get here, but I'm committed.
Niagara Falls in it. And those is like those who giants who built the mounds overlooking Niagara Falls or something like that.
And he can't tell a lie.
He can't.
There it is.
It's in the name.
The eyes of that species of extinct giant whose bones fill the mounds of America have gazed on Niagara as our eyes do now.
Is that a metaphorical giant?
Well, people have talked about they've dug in these mounds, these Native American mounds, and found giant bones.
Oh, my gosh.
That's creepy.
Men don't speak in metaphors.
No.
Never.
It's creepier to me that we've existed this long denying something that was so normally accepted at a period in our history.
Yeah.
Giants?
Giants, but like people, like no one freaked out when he said that. Like it was an understanding that existed at some point in our history. And so what has to take place in a culture for us to just be like, yeah, it never did exist.
Yeah, why?
Like the ability that they have to delete a truth from the narrative is terrifying.
Before the internet.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or like when Rockefeller took over all the textbooks.
Yep.
Imagine all the Native American wars that probably happened too that didn't get written down. That had to have been nuts.
Yeah.
Because it had to feed a certain narrative.
You talk about wanting guests on the show. I would like looking at American history, Native American history. I would love for somebody who's like a Native American who is well versed on like those experiences. I would love to hear a lot of their take on a lot of the history and even these giant stories. That would be super sick.
Dude, let's do a podcast on a reservation around a campfire.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Ask for permission. Let's just show up.
I do have a story that does connect to Native Americans if you guys want to hear it.
Please.
Let's go.
Also aliens.
Is it about the... Never mind. Go.
Well, it's in Russia. It's in Russia.
Okay.
It's in Voronezh, Russia. Voronezh, Russia.
Mother Russia.
It's called the Voronezh UFO incident. So it was in 1989 in Voronezh.
Good year.
And there's these children playing in this park, and they saw this like orange glow or like a sphere floating. And it started coming down and was getting more and more red. And then it was just hovering above the park. And it was this giant metallic sphere. And then all the children are like, what the heck is this? And then it started to come down and land. And it said like 40 adults came out because it was like all their kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And it landed. and then a door opened from it, and it said a 9-foot-tall armored cover being with three eyes and a robot came out of this door.
What?
It's crazy. And everyone started freaking out. This three-eyed being pulled out this like rod thing and pointed it at a child. The child disappeared, pointed at another kid. The kid froze in fear, like paralysis. And then it got back in its vehicle sphere thing, took off, flew away. And then that one kid that disappeared appeared again. And it was like insane. This is in 1989. And then they sent out these, like the KGB, they sent out these scientists to observe it because it like made national headlines. And when they observed the grass that this sphere landed on, the consistency, they said, became hard as rock. Mm. And the whole, what I was getting to with the wand or yeah. the rod.
Yeah.
Apparently it's folklore throughout different cultures, throughout history, of these star people, creature things holding a rod. In the Native Americans, they have this story of these alien beings basically coming and they're holding this rod. And when they would point it at people, they would freeze like paralysis.
Oh my gosh.
And that's where apparently the folklore of magic wands came from.
Wow.
Interesting. And then we just rebranded into fairies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got me
weird.
Yeah.
We'll have to, dude, that's crazy.
But it was national. I mean, like the U.S. was even talking about this incident.
Yeah.
But it was like over 60 people saw this thing in Russia come down.
In 1989, too.
1989.
That's like super recent. Usually that reminded me like of the Germany UFO story, like the war. Yeah. But like that was so long ago. That's crazy.
It's not that long ago.
It's a long time.
In my lifetime.
This is like a pain here. Look at the...
When you were like in diapers? Like
I was born in 89.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought you were getting at.
It's like you could stop saying this is so far.
That literally looks like you, Josh.
100%.
Wasn't the other story that we talked about, weren't there like Russian soldiers that were turned to stone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a KGB declassified file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's wild. This seems similar.
Yeah.
Dude, but can we trust this artist? Look at the faces of these kids.
This was AI.
All the art is wacky.
It's terrifying. That's scarier than the story.
Dude, I want to get that tattooed all over my back. That whole mural, a full mural.
But people's theory with it is that it was like a PSYOP mission to see how the public would respond to a UFO incident.
Dude, they have to be doing that.
Wait, so
they've got to be doing that.
So the aliens are teamed up with?
No, so it would be like it was a government thing.
Like it was tech.
Completely fake.
Oh, faked it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant they like did a collaboration with aliens.
Yo, you guys cool? I mean, we're just doing a social experiment.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah.
What about skinwalkers and Native Americans?
That we've talked about a while. That is scary, man. That stuff is like, it's like a different level of creepiness, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you.
Because I think it's real, real.
Yeah. I'll tell you the stories because I've already told them on the pod, but I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But like a buddy of ours is Navajo and like had an experience with one. He's a Christian. He believes that it still exists where it's like a demonic satanic practice where mm-hmm. they like make exchanges for like abilities or powers and like can oppress people. But yeah, he had an encounter. I'll fill you in. I don't remember the episode number, but
okay.
You can go back and watch it.
And the premise is that like the Utes were attacking everyone and killing everyone, and then Navajos put like a curse on them, right? And
ooh,
the skinwalker curse. That's what I've heard from people who are from Colorado and Native Americans from Colorado.
I don't know.
That's not the version I heard. Not to say that's less true, but
really?
Yeah, this one was the Navajo did something to acquire the ability to basically haunt, but like had to kill something that was closest or most valuable, a person who's most valuable to them to acquire this ability. But yeah,
I'm sure it can come in like many forms. Maybe it originated that way.
I mean,
you know,
yeah, the ritual probably exists both as a curse and an ability.
It
maybe.
Requires
a
sacrifice.
Yeah,
sacrifice.
It's terrifying either way.
It is like the scariest of the cryptic folklores to me. I think
skinwalkers.
Yeah, it's so scary.
How do you kill them, Lil?
I don't know. You find out who they are, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't even think.
Then
about
what do you have to do? Say their name, right?
Yes.
Really?
You can do it.
It's going to be like one of those dreams that I have where I go to punch him and I miss. Yeah. Or it's like really slow.
No.
Scary.
Have you heard Dimitri Martin's joke about dream catchers?
I can't remember. I'm sure I have.
I'll edit it.
He's so good.
But he says, oh, I see you got a dream catcher. What are your dreams? Being dumb? He doesn't say dumb, though.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I used to think he was like 16. And then he was like 35 when I thought he was like 16 years old. He was like, this up-and-coming comedian's genius.
Andy is harping on my age.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Those ancient people. How old are you, Jake?
25.
You know it's better than 24? 25.
Quarter nice. Century.
You got anything else, Jake?
Yes, one last one. You probably talked about this before, but the Denver airport.
Oh, yeah. That was early on. You got something new?
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that or Skinwalker Ranch, one of the two.
Let's do Denver.
Okay.
Denver is crazy.
I can't believe I forgot about this. Dang it. Okay, I'll find it.
That had to have been like over a year ago we talked about that.
Big time. That was one
when
of the
we went.
Episodes.
It was when we went through there.
When we went through there?
Didn't we go through there when we went to South Park?
You guys went to go do some stuff out there.
I was like, do I have a memory that doesn't exist right now?
Yeah, the Denver airport, like, because you know, like, the horse and stuff, that statue horse that, like, killed the maker of
it? I know
it.
The basic stuff. No, I didn't know it killed the maker of it.
Yeah, the guy who made it, it was like the, what's it called? The Lucifer's horse or?
Lucifer is what they call it, but yeah, it's like Lucifer's horse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The
I
pale guess, blue the, horse.
Yeah, I don't know the actual
represents,
story.
Like, death or something.
But yeah, he
died. And the guy, while he was making it, it fell and crushed him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just sent it to you. They now have a animated talking gargoyle.
Oh, man.
Within the Denver airport.
All right, I'm going to click play. Ready?
I'll give you $100 if you come sit here in my place and let me take your flight out of here. Hey.
That is so funny.
Excuse me. Gargoyle phone.
Why would they make it that? That's crazy. It should have been like Joe Montana or something.
Yeah, I mean, they play into this weird thing on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're totally playing into it now. They have like posters and stuff like the lizard people live underneath the Denver airport and stuff.
Oh.
But like what a
billboards
perfect
in Denver that will be like, you know, like, yeah, it'll be like a person with like the skin peeling off and it's like, you know, you can trust us. Use Denver airport.
That sounds like Gen Z marketers.
Yeah, for
real. Yeah.
They're like, how are we going to persuade people not to, or like make it a joke?
Yeah.
You know?
And it could just be that, but like I think what we
I think it's more sinister.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I personally think it's a entrance to one of the nuke bunkers.
Yeah, like
that
a bunker
the president goes to.
Maybe it's like an emergency one where you can't get out. You can't find your specific one in like a certain amount of time, so you go run under the Denver airport.
Yeah.
Or it's an underground city.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the amount of concrete that they used to build that place and it does not add up.
Yeah.
And architects are like, this does not make sense. There's something underneath there. And the fencing, the barbed wire, is faced the wrong way.
Yeah, it's facing in towards like you can't get out of the Denver airport.
Instead of
creepy.
Yeah, crazy.
Which why would that benefit anybody? They want to keep people who are in there in the underground.
Yeah,
city.
That's the thing. I don't know, man. Like it's just like they're weird things in the murals they used to have. Did you ever see those?
I think so. A long time ago, I looked all into this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had weird, like, weird.
It's like the one world murals. Order kind of stuff, like all the nations coming together. And
it's so random.
Famine and nukes going off and
what if
creepy.
What if that's just, like, the architect on project or the graphic designer who's just wildly into this stuff and it just slips through and nobody else knows what it is yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes! He's stoked that he's putting this on everybody flying through the airport in Denver.
Or he's at the point where it's just like, I'll do it all as long as you show my art. And like, okay, put it on the fridge, dude. We don't care. You want to make a horse? Make a horse.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's a pretty horse. He's like, it's not the pretty horse.
Don't ever call my horse pretty.
Oh. Well, hey, guess what? Did you know that right after this, we got an episode on Patreon?
We're continuing this conversation with Jake Hutchinson after this?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Let's talk about more weird stuff. I want to hear your thoughts on stuff.
I didn't even know this. This is great news to me.
Good news, people.
Boom, boom. Yes.
But, Lil, you have to take our little babushka.
I do. I was supposed to talk about the Bears, too.
Oh, talk about it real quick.
Okay, quick. I've been talking to this guy. So, you know, we're affiliated with Sunny Cool Does Shirts for Walk in the Woods.
Yes.
That camp store downtown. Super awesome. They're very nature. You would really like it.
Okay.
They have like the largest showcase of, what is it? Rourke.
Yeah.
Camp stuff. They're awesome.
Really?
Yes. And Josh went to high school with their son. Anywho, there's stuff going on. We were talking about development a little bit earlier, overdeveloping Florida. They just reopened, or they're planning to reopen, the bear hunt.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah.
Which we have hunters in the group, so I understand. However, I think anybody can get frustrated about the idea of overdeveloping Florida, and then the bears start coming out, and then the decision being, let's go kill those bears, okay?
Yeah.
And then historically, let's talk about in 2015, they opened this bear hunt, and they, like, overhunted them like crazy, and they went down in population very fast. So the idea is we just want to be more careful about these bears, find another solution instead of hunting them. And so this guy, JC, he's in our area. Actually, he's in Mount Dora. He worked on The Walking Dead and, like, Quantico and all those shows. He was a producer for them, and he owns a production company here locally called Chill Baby Productions. It's super cool. And he's making a movie. This is so funny. So keep an eye out for it. It's a movie that's Purge style of, like, talking about the perspectives of bears versus people, just to, like, invoke kind of, like, emotions around what's going on with this bear hunt. So keep an eye out for that. And if you're also interested in donating, they have a donate page, and they have T-shirts that you can purchase from Sunday Cole.
But it's like the bears are, it's like the people are being hunted by the bears in his movie.
Is it a cool shirt?
Yeah, oh, I don't know. Sure.
I'm talking about
it.
The movie, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And you can be an extra in it. Anyway, yeah. We'll link all the stuff.
We're going to be in the movie. We have to.
Yeah, you can be in it. You can be an extra in it. You can sign up.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Pro hunting bears or no pro hunting bears?
We're not pro hunting these bears. Let's find another solution. Find another solution instead of killing all the bears. Because mostly in 2015, they were like only killing the moms and the cubs, which is really sad.
Hey, that's not nice.
Yeah. I'll get you.
Take it back.
Only shoot a bear. If it's going
boy,
to shoot you.
If it's a single father.
If it's a single father.
Anyway, we should be careful. And anyway, the T-shirt's really cool. We printed it, so check it out. And go watch the movie when it's done.
Yeah, we'll be in it.
Bada boom, bada bing. You'll see us.
All right, patreon.com/ninjas are butterflies.
Yes, we got plenty of stuff on there. We've been posting a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. Andrew got stuck in the mud this morning. I did a burger review yesterday. Riveting stuff. So please go. You can cancel anytime. It's a blast. We want to see you over there. And also, if you need ninja swag, sundaycoolswag.com. We printed a ton of new stuff. The JFK Avenge Me shirt is out now. Go get it. We brought it back.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Give us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple, all that stuff.
Jake.
And Jake.
Plug. Whatever. What are you doing? Where do people follow you? Where can they watch all your stuff?
Hello. My name is Jake, and you can find me on Instagram at hutch.jake, on TikTok at jakehutchison3. And if you need social media help, I'm your guy for iPhone organic stuff.
You have a YouTube channel now, right, dude?
Oh, I do. I have a YouTube channel. It's just Jake Hutchison, HUTCHESON. I'm posting some long form and shorts per their recommendation. Thank you.
All right. We'll put that in the description, too, so you guys go follow them.
Absolutely. We love you guys. Thank you for watching.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, guys.
What you're about to see may disturb you.
Dominoes.
If any of you know what these multi-decade UAP dolphins are, aliens,
bottlenose,
fish sticks,
there's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh my God.
Aliens. Dolphin style attack.
Funny if we're all scared and he's just like,
yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Just doing one of these, yeah.
Ah!